Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. All right, so you get a prescription from a doctor, right? Are you supposed to just take that and go, oh, okay. No, not so fast, not so fast. Because we have 7 questions women should ask their doctor before accepting prescription medications. Isn't this a cool segment? And to help guide us through those 7 questions is Suzanne Robati, the founder of MedShadow Foundation. The website is medshadow.org. Suzanne founded MedShadow several years ago. It's an online patient advocacy source that educates the public about the side effects and long-term effects of prescription medication. Suzanne, welcome back to Her Radio. We're so happy you're here. And we want to really get into this very unique topic. The 7 questions. What got you started with MedShadow in the first place?
Well, I'm a DES daughter. So many years ago, before I was born, my mother was given a drug that had a very long-term side effect. She was told it would be helpful. It was not. There are many DES daughters and sons about my age, which is anywhere between 40 and 60, and I'm not going to be more specific than that, who are DES daughters and sons and have long-term fertility issues because of it. So partly because of that and partly because my son was being pushed to take drugs for ADHD, and I was uncomfortable with the long-term effects of those drugs, and I thought, I want to learn more about it. I bet other people want to also.
I think that that is fabulous. And for everyone out there, DES is diethylstilbestrol. That's the full name of the medication that was given a million years ago, oh dear God, to mothers. And we're still feeling the effects. So let's get into these 7 questions, because, first of all, I'm so happy that you became an advocate for women on this, because we really need that kind of guidance when it comes to the number of prescriptions just being thrown around right and left, and we should be asking questions. The first question: what is the lowest effective dose? Tell us about that.
Well, what you want to do is not take more medicine than you need ever. The more medicine in your body, the more possibility of an interaction with a food or another drug or its own side effect. Most drugs can be very effective at a very low dose. Aspirin, for example, is effective with 1 pill or 2 pills. So start with 1 pill and your headache doesn't go away, take another pill in an hour. But you don't need to take a high dose of everything. Ask your doctor, what's the lowest effective dose I can take?
Okay, excellent. So what's the second question? Can this cause dependency or rebound effect? Let's go there.
The rebound effect is really, it's sneaky, and I think it's kind of mean-spirited of medicine to do that. If you take a drug that just, for example, there are many drugs that do this, but a sleep aid drug, many of the sleep aid drugs have a rebound effect, which means you'll sleep great the first night, but the very next night you won't be able to fall asleep unless you take that drug. And now that's the rebound effect. Indigestion drugs often, like acid reflux drugs, often have that same effect. So you get caught in a, once you start taking it, you are a little bit trapped into continuing to take it. And then the dependency issue comes in when you want to stop taking it. Something like a sleep aid, it's not recommended that you just stop when you want to. You need to step down, and you need to let your doctor know, because there's a process. So it's not so simple as take the pill, stop taking the pill. It has consequences.
I gotcha. So now, number 3, what's the shortest amount of time I need to be on this drug, and do I have to wean myself off of it?
Well, that goes back to that ties into the previous question. Before you commit to taking a drug, you want to know, at least internally, is this a lifetime commitment, or is this for 7 days or 3 days or as needed. Because honestly, if it's an as-needed drug and you can take it whenever you need it, somehow I personally am a little less concerned than if I'm to take it for the next forever, like a statin. Then I really get concerned. What's the buildup in my body? Can it become toxic? So that's why you ask, what's the shortest amount of time I can be on the drug? And how do I wean myself off of it, or can I just stop?
Oh, yes. And then number four, what are the potential side effects, such as weight gain, low libido, liver or kidney problems? Boy, I remember this one when tamoxifen first came out for breast cancer, and women were gaining weight right and left, and the drug company said, oh, no. No, no, no. You don't gain weight with that. Really? No. As it turns out, you definitely, I mean, for crying out loud, tell them. And the same thing goes with antidepressants, right?
Yes. Oh,
so,
yes.
There you go. Let's go to that place.
It's so frustrating. Let's just go there. It's so frustrating. You go to, let's say you're depressed and you're a woman and you're seeing a therapist who says, I think, you know, you could use a little boost from an SSRI or some other antidepressant. And if they don't want, those will make you gain weight. If you don't know that ahead of time and you just start gaining weight, how is that going to help you with your depression? It will upset you much more deeply, and potentially lead you to feel out of control. That's not the purpose of drugs, to make you feel bad.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, now let's go to a woman-centric question. What if I'm planning to get pregnant? Or what if I have an unplanned pregnancy?
You know, 50% of pregnancies in America are unplanned. So even if you're not planning on getting pregnant, if you still have the ability to get pregnant, it could happen without you expecting it. Half of them are unexpected. So you should ask this question whether or not you're planning on getting pregnant, because there are some drugs that are very dangerous to a newly developing fetus, a zygote, you know, the first month or two of pregnancy. So much goes into creating that the fetus, that there are drugs that should never be taken with that. So you need to just mentally prepare. It's rare. It doesn't happen often, but you need to have clear in your mind that if you do get pregnant on it, you need to get to the doctor fast. You and your doctor need to make
gotcha.
A care plan.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. So women, listen up on that one.
And let me, if I can just add to that. What people forget is there are a lot of women out there perfectly healthy, have no illness whatsoever, but they're on a very powerful drug, oral contraceptive. Women take
yep.
it so routinely, those who for whom it works well and who are in the habit of taking it, so routinely they're often known to forget
right.
to even remind their doctor that they're taking that drug. That's a very powerful
well,
drug.
There's that, but they're also doing other lifestyle things like smoking, et cetera, which increases their risk for clots and all the rest of it. And then to finish this off, we got two more. And, you know, it's really important, you know, that people ask this question. Women, listen up. Will alcohol or other meds, or I'm going to add to that, the things you're taking over the counter, your herbals, your supplements, et cetera, exaggerate or block the medication's effect? And then finally, should I make lifestyle changes or consider alternative therapies? These are really important questions that Suzanne Robati has helped guide us through, as we're really saying, should you ask your doctor these questions before you? Absolutely. Suzanne Robati is the founder of MedShadow Foundation. The website is medshadow.org. It's a wonderful patient advocacy source that's educating you about issues like this. Suzanne, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do, make sure to stay well.